It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need lazy.
He's just beating people to the punch. Look what I did there. It's actually, we're looking at this World Fame 100 that came out today via ESPN, and it's sortable, so it's kind of neat. So we're just kind of looking at all these weird things. You want to join us, 303-831-1340. Of course, oh, I forgot to tell you. So I was up in the Thornton area today, and I dropped by Juicy Burger today. Woo! And, I'm actually kind of embarrassed because I stood in the line and there was only one guy behind me, but I didn't know what I was going to get. But he was being polite. He's like, oh, you can. And I didn't know. I wanted a chili dog, you know, because you can get one of those. Or I wanted the burger. I side with the burger and I got the jalapeno, the fried jalapenos. Whew. I mean, it doesn't matter what you're going to do. Whenever you're a Juicy Burger, you're going to find something you're going to like. I mean, either one I would be happy with. But they are so good. They're so tasty. They're so juicy. Everything you could want in a burger. I mean, they really are. And they're two great locations, one down the Tech Center, the other one up right at 97th. You just go to 97th and Grant, and it's right there. So, you know, there's a few lefts and rights off I-25 you want to get up there, but it's just go 97th and Grant. Click that in your computer, go 97th and Grant. It's Juicy Burger. Juicy Burger. Check them out. Mention the Darren Copeland Experience or mention Mile High Sports Radio. And you can get $2 off your order. I was up there, and I actually saw the owner, Kimberly, was there, and she didn't recognize me at all. But that's okay, because I wasn't trying to be recognized. You know, I wasn't trying to be all like, whoa, look who I am. So, but just go up there. You won't regret it. It's a great restaurant, Juicy Burger, because when you're feeling hungry, you want to say, I love Juicy. There we go. So anyway, we're looking at the World Fame 100. And how many people do you, how many we're looking at? I mean, there's so many ways you can sort these things. It's so interesting to me that soccer by far has the most. Soccer by far has the most because it's truly the global game. And in fact, if you look at the top 10 soccer players on the fame list, oh, Big Fuzz is hating this right now.
Soccer.
Number 10 comes in at exactly right. Holding.
Boo!
So Wayne Rooney comes in at 31, and he is the 10th ranked soccer player. So before him is Mesut Ozil, German. Alexis Sanchez is Costa Rican, I believe. Oh, he's Chilean. Chilean, Costa Rican. My wife is so mad at me right now. Then you have James Rodriguez, who's Colombian.
Don't call him James.
He's James. Then you have Zlatan Ibrahimovic, who's maybe my favorite soccer player. He's the original. Like, that guy should be the most interesting man in the world. Well, okay. So the most interesting man in the world should be Marcelo Balboa, and he's not even on this list.
It's active athletes, isn't it?
Oh, it is active athletes. Anyway, Gareth Bale, Welsh, Kaká, Brazil, Neymar, Brazil, Lionel Messi, Argentina by way of Spain, and Cristiano Ronaldo, Portuguese by way of Spain. And then you can also go, I mean, there's so many more. Number 100, it's amazing. And you know what?
Not a single baseball player.
Not a single baseball player.
My mind's blown because of that.
Well, okay, so we got to think about that. Like, when you think about the most popular baseball players.
Well, you had Rodriguez, who retired last year.
Well, Jeter. I wouldn't call him popular.
Yeah,
but this formula is like sort of all the social media, and I just think a lot of these guys don't have time for social media because they're playing baseball all the time.
Okay. Which I think is why social media should not be brought into this.
Well, come on. It's the world fame.
Yeah, but you can pay for people.
You can. You can sway this anyway. Tomorrow I could be in there if I paid enough money. I'm not an active athlete.
And then join the Rapids.
I'm hardly athletic. But I think what I think is interesting about this is that you see all the different ways that people around the world really kind of focus on social media. I mean, you got soccer all over the world. I mean, you have Didier Drogba, who's at 80. He's from the Ivory Coast. You know, you have Germans and Argentinians and all these people. It's amazing to see how sort of social media and how popularity of sport really has turned many of these players into global icons. You know, one of the things that oftentimes people who come to Denver are very happy about, particularly if they're stars, is that they can come to Denver and not many people will follow them or, you know, take pictures or autographs or whatever. In fact, one of the things Thierry Henry, who was a famous French soccer player who played for Arsenal for a long time and then played for New York, used to love being in New York because he could walk down the street and people would not know who he was. He was just another guy, which is something that for a lot of these guys is very rare. But I can assure you one thing, that if Lionel Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo walked down the streets of Denver, it would be a madhouse. It would be a madhouse. It would be as much of a madhouse as if LeBron James walked down the 16th Street Mall. Which is crazy to think about because one's Argentina, so South America, the other one's Portugal from Europe. And I think it's also interesting that you have table tennis on there and you have cricket on there and you have MMA on this list.
Badminton
on this list. Listen, man, badminton is sick. Have you ever watched competitive badminton?
Nope.
It is nothing like what you think it is.
Yeah.
It's not popping it up and being like, yay!
Oh, no. It's like, yay, whack, whack, whack.
These guys are jumping at it and hitting you down. I mean,
coming at you fast.
Yeah, and if you get hit in the wrong side of a shuttlecock.
Not fun.
What's that? Oh, it's a terrible shuttlecock injury.
I can't go
out tonight. I've got a terrible shuttlecock injury. It's just going to keep me from doing any further, anything for the next 24 to 48 hours. I'd like to apologize. Amazing. Table tennis. Do you know who's like the second greatest in the top five? Okay, in the top five, what are the top five countries you would think would be in table tennis? China. Chinese Taipei.
Yeah. Japan.
No, Japan's not.
America?
No, America's really not.
India?
No, India is not. But Sweden is.
Sweden? Germany?
Nope, Sweden. And if you think about it, it makes sense. So like a lot of the Scandinavian countries,
yeah,
they got a lot of free time to kind of, you know, knock the light ball around because it's cold and dark.
Yep.
So they're in a building.
Yep.
There you go. There's a way to keep warm. But it's kind of amazing to see, you know, the one thing that we all seem to enjoy around the world is sport.
Sports.
And really, you know, when you think about it, it is kind of the one thing that unites us all. I mean, it really is the one thing that unites us all. I mean, think about this. If it wasn't for a Japanese race car driver coming over to the United States, racing in IndyCar League, and winning the great American race, the Indianapolis 500, we wouldn't have had Terry Fry making the comment on, because it was on a Memorial Day that was sent around the world that ultimately had repercussions that ended up really affecting dozens and dozens of lives. And no one died. I mean, there's only really a few things that do that. One is war, and the other one is sport. Think about how global we have become in the last 24 hours, just in the case of this Terry Fry thing, just in the case of Tiger Woods thing. I mean, for God's sakes. Sports is global. And it's the thing that binds us together, and it's kind of fun to embrace it sometimes. And that's what lots of people are doing around the world, and that's why you have the 100 fame, which is kind of a crazy thing. Just saying.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.